Sam Hunt with Country House on 103.7 WHHT. Hello, good morning. Finally Friday. I'm Kelly McKay, and the lovely Emily Cosby with the Center for Courageous Kids has joined me. Good morning. Welcome back, my friend.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm so happy to have you. It seems like it's been forever since I've got to lay eyes on you.
Oh, it does, because it has been.
It has. Yes.
It's been since 2024. Too long.
I know. So a lot of things have happened, and you guys are getting geared up for summer camp. That's going to be here before you know it. But first, I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about Mission Minded. This is a leadership luncheon that's happening next week. So tell us a little bit about this.
That's right. So next Thursday in Bowling Green at the venue 331, we're going to have our mission-minded leadership luncheon. This is the fifth year we've actually hosted this event, which it's a unique event for us because it's not a fundraiser. It's something that we work in coordination with an advocacy committee in the area. So young professionals who love CCK and want to take our message and mission out for other people to learn in their communities, their workplaces, their social media, whatever, however they want to spread the word. And so they invite people to this mission-minded leadership luncheon. And it's a time for us to really just give back to a community that gives to us so faithfully and generously. And it's a lunch. It's a time to network with other professionals in the area and then learn from a great keynote speaker. And we hope that keynote speaker is going to speak about the importance of adding giving and philanthropy into your sort of whole life and how it helps you grow as an individual, as a professional, and gives you purpose. And so you're going to learn a little bit about CCK while you're there. And if you're inspired to give back, we hope that, hey, I know about CCK and I want to get involved with them right away. And so it's that opportunity for us to educate the public about what we're doing, but then also just give back and provide an experience that people can take something away from.
Okay. So I know we have new people that are moving to our area every week, and we have new people that are listening to WHHT every single day. And we appreciate all of our listeners, and we appreciate those who give us a listen. So for those who may be new to the area that are not familiar with the Center for Courageous Kids, I want to give you an opportunity to tell us a little bit about your mission and what the important work that you guys do in Scottsville.
Well, what we do in Scottsville is provide a camp experience for children and families who live with various disabilities and lifelong illnesses. And we do it all free of charge. And so there are so many experiences that children need to grow into their own, to gain independence, to build confidence, to meet best friends. And CCK wants to be one of those places where we can take down barriers, whatever it might be, physical barriers, financial barriers, mental, emotional barriers, and invite people into our camp program where they can feel included. They can feel like there's a space and a place that's made accessible for them, and they can build a community, whether it's the parents who come with the child meeting other parents, whether it's siblings who come with the diagnosed child and meet other siblings going through similar situations. Or our first priority is obviously the diagnosed child coming and learning a little bit more about their illness, but also feeling like there's a place they can be taken care of and meeting other kids going through the same thing they're going through.
Yeah. How powerful is that? You know, to know that they're not alone, that there are other kids that are experiencing the same things, you know, the thoughts that they have and the struggles that they have and the wins that they have, you know, it's such an empowering experience. And each week is specified for a different disability.
Right. So we have our summer season coming up. We're in the midst of our family weekend retreat season where the diagnosed child comes with guardians, siblings for a weekend. But we're right around the corner for our summer season where we have independent summer camps where the diagnosed child will come independently and stay for 4 nights, 5 days. And 1 week might be for children with cardiac conditions and respiratory conditions. So children with asthma or a congenital heart defect will be coming to camp. Then the next week will be for children with epilepsy And then the next week will be for children with physical disabilities. And that's a general grouping of, you know, spina bifida, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, anything that affects a child's mobility can be grouped into that physical disabilities illness group. And then the rest of the summer goes like that. Every week, every session is catered to a different illness group so that we can make sure that it's the most accessible, the most inclusive, and that our medical staff who are on site all the time to take care of the children's needs can really zone in on specific symptoms, specific procedures, specific medications, and take the best care of the kids while they're there.
Okay, so how does someone become a summer camper there at CCK?
So the way that you can become a summer camper, go to our website. It's www.courageouskids.org, and there's going to be a tab at the top that says become a camper, and you're going to click that, and then right there on that from that tab, you'll be able to view our yearly calendar. You can see which sessions we're offering. You get a link to the application. And then there's also a link of, I still just have some questions and I'd like to learn more before I start the process. You can fill out a form to get in touch with someone who can answer some questions for you and provide a little bit more context before you start the application. And the wonderful thing about it, like I said, it's free of charge. You're not charged to apply. You're not charged to attend if you're accepted. And this summer, we're inviting siblings.
Yes, that's what you just took the words right out of my mouth. I was about to ask you about that.
We know that summer camp can be scary for first timers. And sometimes it can be for the parent to let their child go. And it can be for the child to anticipate trying something new. And one way that we think this summer we can help with that is to invite a sibling to come along with them. So it's always nice to have a friendly face, a familiar face when you're doing something for the first time or new to make you feel comfortable. And the siblings can do a lot in that for us as a camp. And so, siblings are invited this summer, as long as they're in that same eligibility age range from 7 years old is the youngest to 17 is the oldest. They can come along with their sibling who has a diagnosis that qualifies them for camp.
All right. Let me tell you, if you've never had the opportunity to go to CCK and just tour the facility, it will blow your mind because Everything was thought of for mm-hmm. every single child. And every building that I went to, I was in disbelief. It's just an amazing place, a phenomenal opportunity for these children and their families. So definitely go online to courageouskids.org to find out a little bit more and sign up your child to be part of these camps this summer. Emily, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I have more music on the way. Stay tuned.